The Jericho Network on Westwood One.
Thanks for downloading this show from PC One. Before we get rolling, here's a word from one of the folks who helped bring you this podcast.
It's your last chance to get great holiday savings at Guitar Center. Like a Yamaha portable keyboard, only $79. Add a month of lessons for only $99. Plus the newest and hottest guitars, drums, keys, and more. Exclusive gear you can't get anywhere else. Special financing and gift cards, the perfect present for every musician. So hurry in and find your sound at Guitar Center. Lessons available at select locations only.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
All right, welcome to Talk is Jericho. It is the pod of thunder and rock and roll. And guess what we're doing today? The second annual summer movie preview with Team Tiger Awesome. Mundy, Truly, and Clint are breaking down the summer's blockbuster movies with me, or what are supposed to be the summer's blockbuster movies. You know how things go with us. We start on one. We start in Cleveland. We end up in Pittsburgh pretty damn quick. So before we started this podcast, we made a list of this summer's biggest movies. I'll tell you what was on the list. You just made the list. And then you can listen to find out what we plan to see, what we plan to skip, which ones we think will be box office bombs, and you'll hear all the stupid tangents and useless trivia that generally occurs when Team Tiger Awesome is on Talk is Jericho. So much nonsense, so much ridiculousness, including a story about how Mundy ended up on the set of the new Baywatch movie because he kisses The Rock's ass incessantly. It makes me sick. Anyways, these are the movies that are on our list. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Dave Bautista was on the show last week, of course, last Friday. Go check it out. King Arthur, Alien Covenant, Wonder Woman, Fast and the Furious, Baywatch, The Mummy, Rough Night, Transformers, Terminator 2 in 3D, War of the Planet of the Apes, and Spider-Man. Like, really need another Spider-Man movie. So anyways, the summer movie premiere is about to get underway, but you know what else started this past weekend? The Fozzie Judas Rising tour. And boy, did we come out of the gate strong with Judas, as I said before, being the number one song on iTunes on the rock and metal charts in 8 different countries: United States, Canada, the UK, I'm trying to remember them all, Portugal, Ireland, I think, is in there. Saudi Arabia. There was a bunch of them. Spain, Australia. So anyways, thanks to everybody who picked up the Judas single. We sold a record number of singles as well on the first few days. And of course, the video is through the roof. Over 850,000 views. By the time you hear this, it might even be at 1 million in just over a week. It's absolutely incredible. And then we've started off at the Lunatic Luau with Avenged Sevenfold and had a great set there. And then had another awesome show in Atlanta and Canton, Georgia. And then Carolina Rebellion on Sunday. Lots of great responses. Not Joe Batman said, favorite show of the weekend by far was Fozzie at Carolina Rebellion. At Chris Mitchum 85 said, Fozzie brought the house down. Best show at Rebellion. Lots of great, great comments. It's just a really, really unbelievable to see how the Foz has stormed back into the top of the charts. It's like the biggest hit we've ever had in our life. All because of you guys. Thank you very much. And Judas, it is a huge hit already, and we thank you so much for that, and continue to check it out. If you haven't heard it yet, we're going to play it for you right now. This is Judas by Fozzie, number one in Saudi Arabia right now.
You are innocence personified, and I will track you down and sell you out. Run away. I am cold like December snow. I have carved out this soul made of stone, and I will track.
Everyone I've ever loved, I pushed them all away, and I have been
Thing is, like, during the shows that we played over the last few days, we opened with Judas and you see people singing the lyrics, which is unbelievable to me considering that the song has only been out for a week and people already know all the lyrics, all the intricacies of it. They know the lyrics better than me. I know when I'm singing the wrong lyrics because people are singing the right ones. So very cool. And it's a new single from Fozzy, a new video. We filmed it at the DDP Yoga Performance Center in Smyrna, Georgia. It's a great facility. So you know I did some DDP Yoga while I was there. And that's because DDP keeps me performance ready when I was with the WWE. And now that I'm on the road with Fozzy, really helped my singing on the new Fozzy record. I hear the difference just in the song Judas. You can hear it right in there too. My chorus just on fire, and DDP Yoga can help you out as well. It's more than just a workout program. It's truly a healthier way to live. DDP has made it so easy for everyone to get on the path to healthier living thanks to the DDP Yoga Now app. Now, with this app, you can do the workouts anytime, anywhere, right from your smartphone or tablet. App is also loaded with nutrition tips, cooking tips, tools to track your progress, everything you could want on there. So many different workouts always being upgraded. And right now, to help you get into this, DDP has given you, the sexy beast listener of Talk is Jericho, 20% off the DDP Yoga Now app and all DDPY related merch when you go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. I got the DDP Yoga Now app on my phone. I can do DDP Yoga on the bus, backstage at the venue, even in my hotel room. I did it Saturday morning after Fozzy's first gig on this tour when I got to Canton, Georgia. I just opened up the app and got to work, and my partner in crime, Rich Ward's, got it on his phone as well. He's already gotten a couple of workouts in on this tour. Take advantage of the deal that DDP is offering. 20% off the DDP Yoga Now app and all related merch at ddpyoga.com/Jericho. 20% off hats, shirts, yoga mats, heart monitors, so much more. Just go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. That's ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Change your life today. Get in the best mental and physical shape you've ever been in and do it now. ddpyoga.com/Jericho.
Talk is Jericho.
Hey, Clint, I like your glasses. Just wanted to tell you that. Yeah.
You gonna steal these two?
At the next year at WrestleMania, him walking down Jericho the mile long ramp that goes in the loopy. The next year at WrestleMania, they're gonna have a loop.
You got it?
Keep it going.
Yeah,
they're gonna have a loop.
Did you get a chance to ride that roller coaster up there?
Was no, it I don't think it was not operational. Okay. It was not a functional roller coaster, which bummed me out.
I like it even less.
Yeah,
a fuller coaster.
It would be better if the ramp was like an like in the airport, like a moving sidewalk. That would be way much better.
Oh yeah,
well, down to the ring.
Yeah. You're talking about the giant long rampway to the ring at WrestleMania. If it was like a moving sidewalk like you see at the airport.
Oh, I have one wrestling question for you.
Okay.
At Royal Rumble, when they had the long ramp, but they had to like the 30-second intervals between people coming in.
Right.
And the fat guys had to get the cart.
Yeah.
Were people worried that they were going to be like, hey, you're going to be a cart guy?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I didn't want to be a cart guy. You know, if you're a cart guy, you're fat. Like, yeah. I was bugging Strowman. Like, hey, fats. Hey, fat ass.
I wouldn't mess with him.
I ain't no cart guy. You're on the cart, buddy.
I mean, there's no rules that say you can't, like, roller skate down, right?
Or skateboard.
Skateboard?
You could do that as well.
Yeah.
I would be a cart guy. Dudes with attitudes.
You would lean into it.
I would definitely be a cart guy because then I would get down there and I would be rested.
Oh, yeah. So you could spend all your energy on the actual match itself.
No, truly, you would do a Macho Man where, like, six people carried him.
And on the throne.
Yeah.
Or just do an Ultimate Warrior and just run down as fast as you can, hit the ropes a couple times, and just be done for the match.
Yeah. Yeah,
you got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, that also sounds like me.
We are here with the returning Team Tiger Awesome. What is this, the fifth time? Sixth time?
I stopped counting.
Than Miz.
The More the Miz is what we say, but I thought you said the More the Miz, you're talking street talk.
No. I'm talking about we're on the show more than.
I thought it was like the More the Miz, like the More the Miz, man. More the Miz, brother.
But I'm gonna start.
We're in direct competition with the Miz.
I think you guys have surpassed the Miz at this point.
Yeah.
Although Paul Stanley said three now,
and we still
got him.
He's catching up. Yeah. He's catching up. I was at Paul's house earlier, and now we're at Mundy's house / Daniel LaRusso's apartment.
God damn it! Stop comparing my largesse to Paul Stanley's for once in your life.
Yeah, well, I just can't help it. And the pool is filled, like I said, on the Team Tiger Awesome show, which is great.
Well, we did that just for you. They're gonna take that water back in a couple hours.
I did an episode of Tanked. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's great, except for the next day they take all the fish away and half the water.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because they can't just throw a bunch of fish in a tank and let it lie. Like, you have to acclimate it and all this stuff. So we're really not supposed to be talking about Tanked or about giant ramps. We're talking about the annual summer movie premiere, which everyone's been looking forward to since the last one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now that this is the second time we do it,
right?
We can't call it annual.
It's the second annual. And last time we were all excited about Suicide Squad. What's our
No, we were not excited about
that. No. I believe that we were kind of excited about Suicide Squad.
They're very tentative.
There was
Italy excited.
Yeah, there was legit excitement around Suicide Squad right up until the moment Suicide Squad came out and humans saw it.
People just didn't like it.
Because it's bad.
It was a garbage fire of a
great trailer.
One of the best trailers. But I watched it about 2 weeks ago. For the first time.
To prepare for this summer's movie preview?
Yes. And I liked it. I'll tell you why. Margot Robbie, hot.
Sure.
Yeah. She's hot.
There are better movies to watch with Margot Robbie.
Like what?
Wolf of Wall Street.
That was good. She was in that.
Yes.
That's
what broke her.
She is very in that.
All of her is in that.
Do you see her naked ski?
Yes. You see her naked ski.
Oh, right. He's speaking Tampa, boys.
Yeah.
Tampa.
No, it's Canadian, brother.
Tampa by way of.
I ain't no Tampa boy.
Canada.
Yeah. So you saw Margot Robbie naked. Ski.
Yeah, plus it's just a great movie.
Well, yeah, but who cares about that? As long as you see her naked, that's what you want.
Honestly, watching Leonardo DiCaprio crawl for 3 minutes.
That was great.
Is awesome.
Was he naked in that?
I hope so.
That'd be good. Some chode.
I'd like to see him naked.
Sure.
Now, what's the chode again? Are we going back to this now?
We're not doing all callbacks.
Okay, exactly. Yeah, this is not a whole show.
The all callback show.
The other one I have to ask you about, Rogue One. Thoughts?
It was good.
I did not like it.
Why?
It just seemed like fan fiction, and it just was really boring, and you didn't know what the characters were. There's big Asian guy. There's blind Asian guy. I think there was another Asian guy.
So those guys
I'll answer for
guys.
Nick.
Nick didn't like it because Star Wars movies don't feel special because we're getting them all the time now.
Yes. Oh, you don't like the annual Star Wars?
No.
So you despise Lucas for selling to Disney?
No, I don't do that because Lucas got to get wet. But
is that more street talk? Like,
he's got
the More the Miz.
Yeah.
Lucas was like, More the Miz, I'm going to get wet.
Okay, so I think my thing about Rogue One that I loved was how it led right up to the opening scene of Star Wars. I thought that was brilliant.
I was honestly expecting Princess Leia to, at the very end, they're like, what did they give us? And she goes, hope. I was really expecting her to turn directly to camera and say, a new hope. And then it was like, because at that point, I did enjoy it as a fun movie, but I'm in the camp of it's the best fan film about Star Wars that's ever been made. Like, it wasn't a great movie. Like, it was fun to be around Star Wars again.
Also, digital death puppets creep me out.
Yeah, I didn't like Peter Cushing.
So I was going to say, now we've determined that anybody can be in the movies from now on, no matter how dead you are.
Correct.
Because that looked 95% real.
But that 5%. Creeps you out.
But good they'll call. Solve that. 5%.
It's like watching Tiny Tim up close. Yeah. Like everyone's Tiny Tim eyes.
Eli Roth had a great point.
Sorry, wait. Was Tiny Tim a cyborg or something like that?
No, but he was just like some animated 95% a human being.
No, he was a real guy.
Yeah, he
got married on The Tonight Show.
Really
no,
human.
I know. Tiptoe.
Play the ukulele, right?
Yeah. Big, long, crazy Ted Nugent hair.
He was great. Mm-hmm. He had Ted Nugent hair. Nick, did, show some did. Respect.
Jericho gets it. More the biz.
I had something I was going to say that was really relevant.
Eli Roth was saying
that. Oh, yeah. Eli Roth was saying that. Thank you for the save there, because I know that Truly wasn't paying attention. he said that computer-generated people are creeped out by computer-generated humans. And he's right, because whenever I see the Polar Express, it creeps me out.
That's the worst.
It's creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's bad.
It's like the animatronic band at Showbiz, too. Like it's just like the Uncanny Valley is like the most terrifying thing.
Sure, right.
It's no good. Some visual effects will hold up because it's like a dragon. And it's like, well, we don't know what a dragon looks like, so like whatever. Yeah, you can get away with that. Right. But as soon as like, it was the same problem with like the Jungle Book last year too, mm-hmm. had that weird, like that tiger is legit talking like Idris Elba, and I don't know what to do about this.
Yeah. Look, God help us if Vince McMahon sees Rogue One.
Oh.
Because the wrestling industry is screwed.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, you're Andre the Giant tonight.
Yeah, you'll be working Andre the Giant. You'll be putting him over.
Everything's just going to be backstage in a mocap suit.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, even like, okay, so the new episode 8 is coming out. Did Carrie Fisher finish filming?
Supposedly, yes, she did.
Supposedly. Yeah. Did Fisher finish filming all her fun scenes?
The last I heard about it was that she did finish all the episode 8 stuff, and they're going to repurpose some episode 7 stuff in episode 9.
But no death puppet stuff.
But no.
Because the family hasn't signed off?
Well, I think I had read somewhere that the family was like, "Yeah, do what you want. Like,
that's what
she'd be cool with it. Do what you want."
I think you're gonna see. You're gonna see a death puppet, and you're gonna see the new thing now is the hologram tours, the concerts, like the Dio, Ronnie James Dio back on tour with his hologram.
Yeah, I don't want any part of any of that.
Well, no, look, I don't like Peter Cushing, Princess Leia, like death puppets. I'll take a goddamn Ronnie James.
You go for Ronnie James Dio live at the Hollywood Bowl or something?
Yeah,
I would go. I would probably go with a live band and Ronnie James Dio playing. It'd be like, you know, AC/DC with Bon Scott. Like, wow. What
that cool seemed, thing. No, I think it's only Dio specific for me.
Oh, just Dio?
Nobody else Dio? I'm happy to go full, like, get off my porch about that stuff.
Okay.
Like, I'll be crotchety old man about.
You don't want to see.
I don't want it. No, yeah. I'll just.
You're kind of paying for a video.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But it's a live. If it's a live band playing, you know, you could go see Queen with Freddie Mercury.
Sure.
You know? So, I mean, I think people would go.
People would go.
I think people would go to check it out.
Yeah.
Just like I think people will go to the movies this summer.
Oh, so good.
Oh, that's he? So he's the boss. Good. That's why
he's the boss.
That's really funny, 3 years. Chris. But let's go to it.
I was going to, I had the crossroads. I could have went to the DDP yoga ad, or I could have continued on with the show. So it's the 2017 summer movie premiere. I'm really excited about a lot of these movies.
And you know who likes movies? DDP. Prove that's true. I bet that dude's never watched a movie.
Oh, he watches movies. He loves like Clint Eastwood movies, probably. He's a man's man, you know, that sort of thing. Is there any Clint Eastwood movies come out in 2017?
No.
Okay. Scott Eastwood, his kid, is in the new Furious movie that comes out.
Oh, but that's the summer. Out.
Yeah, it's.
Well, the Fast and Furious movies are sort of have traditionally become now the kickoff of.
Do we need more
movie.
Fast and Furious movies?
No. After Fate, no, I don't think it needs to be something.
And will Paul Walker be a death puppet in the next one?
They already did that.
They did a little of that
with the last one.
Well, they used his brothers, and I feel like.
Which was established with The Crow, like swapping in a brother.
Yeah.
Movie.
You're allowed to do that.
Brandon Lee.
Yeah. Wait, they put Brandon Lee's brother?
I thought they did.
There's not a second Lee.
There's a daughter.
No. Well, there's the
they
daughter.
They did like a mix.
They put his daughter in there, I think. Maybe he just gave her a shag haircut.
Do you not know the legend?
I don't know. Do people come here for like reliable information? We have been doing a lot of the news lately, so I don't know. We're developing the wrong kind of credibility.
I want to kick off for the summer movie premiere. I want to talk about the Bad Batch trailer. That you were talking about.
This one's coming out in mid-June. It's kind of a smaller one.
Who's in it?
It's Keanu Reeves is in it.
Nice.
Jason Momoa is in it.
Okay.
It's like this just batshit post-apocalyptic thing. Like, go watch the trailer. There's a scene in it at some point where it's just all these bodybuilders like chugging energy drinks and working out in the middle of the desert.
I'm in.
It's like Mad Max meets Gold's Gym. But it's also a Red Bull commercial.
Okay.
Like, it's so weird.
Separated at Birth. Roman Reigns, Jason Momoa, Robert Trujillo from Metallica.
Oh.
Probably. I mean, are they not aware that they're brothers? Were they separated at Birth?
I thought they were the same guy.
Separated at Birth. So that's a talented group of triplets. Yeah. And sexy, too. There's some good-looking guys in that
group.
Sure. Exactly.
Good hair.
Smoldery.
Good hair.
Good hair.
Wow. I think it's the same guy. They just
all three. He's making some good money.
He just wears baggy clothes.
He's making that main event WrestleMania money. He's making that Aquaman money. He's making that Metallica Stadium money.
Yeah.
He could be the richest man on the planet.
Yeah, well, Metallica only tours every once, like, nine.
He's not making like Black Album residuals.
That's a good call. That's St. Anger residuals, not really not the, quite same the same as Black Album residuals.
I like St. Anger.
Yeah.
Let's jump in with the movie that kicked off the summer movie season, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Dave Bautista, Drax the Destroyer, was on this very show last week. Guardians actually opened a few weekends ago. I know a lot of you went to see it. Did huge boffo box office numbers. I also know a lot of you took my suggestion and went to Little Caesars before the movie. Yeah, you ordered up that new smokehouse pizza, got your grub on, and went to see my buddy Big Dave as Drax the Destroyer. And for those of you who didn't, well, then you're stupid idiots, and you got to give it a shot this weekend because it is a great movie, and on top of that, it's smokehouse season at Little Caesars, and their new large smokehouse pizza is a whole lot of delicious going on for just $9. This pizza's got it all. Beef brisket, check. Pulled pork, check. Applewood smoked bacon. It's like going to a barbecue, man. I hear your stomach growling. It's growling really hard. This pizza is barbecue, baby, and loaded with meat and more meat, nothing but the meat, plus a sweet barbecue sauce and a smokehouse seasoned crust. Ain't nothing like the smokehouse, man. And like I said, it's only $9 plus tax. Pizza's only around for limited time and only participating Little Caesars locations. Can help you out to find one near you. Hit up littlecaesars.com. The smokehouse hot and ready for you. Every day it's ready from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Only $9. What else would you expect from Little Caesars? Bring one or more home tonight, and no one will ever be the same again in your house. Little Caesars Smokehouse Pizza. Go to littlecaesars.com to find all the locations and go do it now.
Support for this podcast comes from UCSF Medical Center. U.S. News and World Report has recognized UCSF Medical Center as the best hospital in California for neurology and neurosurgery, cancer, orthopedics, kidney care, diabetes and endocrinology, lung and respiratory care. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
This is Talk is Jericho.
So let's jump right here. The kickoff of the summer would be Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah.
Which I think was a surprise movie when the first one came out. I was not expecting it to be as good as it was. Supporting my good friend, Dave Bautista.
Our good friend. We've never met him.
Okay, but if he was here, he would like you.
You're just putting that out to the universe?
Yeah, he appreciates annoying.
You got to put things out there.
Dummies. So he is in this Guardians, which I went to see, and I couldn't believe it. I'd never heard of him before. I'm familiar with the Marvel Universe, as you guys know. I'm familiar with all of these movies.
You're welcome for that, by the way.
But I never seen it, but it becomes this giant hit. So what do we think about part two, volume two?
Yeah, I'm totally in.
Excited, right?
Yeah. James Gunn, the director, is really interesting dude. And
is that any relation to James Gum?
No.
Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs?
No.
He's known as Jamie Gum or a James Gum?
Well, because they're fictional characters and spelled differently and have different last names, maybe.
Oh, it's possible.
James Gum?
James.
I just always liked that
Gum. Part.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, this year has a ton of, like, comic book movies.
Like every year does. Like every
year does. But like it's getting worse and worse. This one might be the one I care about.
Well, from what I've heard too, like they learned the right lessons from what made the first one good. The first one was
fun. What made the first one good?
It's just this weird cosmic fun people, the characters you want to be around, and they weren't afraid to get weird, and apparently they get even weirder in the second one.
I think the first one really succeeds at like blending sort of James Gunn's weird with like the Marvel universe.
Right.
Because like James Gunn has a super weird background with like going back to like Troma and then like Slither and everything.
Oh, he was in the Troma team?
Yeah, that's where he got going.
Nice. He did Slither?
Yes.
Yeah. With Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
See, I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
I like
that. That's James Gunn.
Wow. The best scene in that is when one of the weird guys shoots the tail out and cuts the guy completely in half.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't see that, but
just like Michael Rooker touching all of the meat.
Oh, I know. It's so gross. I didn't know that was a James Gunn film. That's cool.
Well, the thing about Michael Rooker is he's probably just grabbing meat and they just, say
what you're touching, Michael.
Yeah. Just film it.
No, here's the thing about the sequels too, especially comic book movies, but just sequels in general, is learning the right lessons. Like the Matrix movies, when they did the sequels, did not learn the right lessons when they made those movies. They were like, everyone loves the Matrix movies. Let's double up on terrible CGI. and, you know,
philosophy.
Talks about philosophy.
Right.
And then Austin Powers did the same thing, too. It was like, hey, everyone like this, like, really cool spy, weird genre. Okay, cool. Let's just do shit jokes nonstop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ball jokes and chicks shooting bullets out of their boobs.
Yeah, which I was fine with that. Yeah. It was mostly was the poop joke.
Second Austin Powers was fine.
It's it garbage. The third
fuck
one.
You.
No, it's not.
Easy. Okay, let me say this. I flew over to Germany about 2 months ago from L.A. on Air Berlin.
Nice.
Nice, except for the movie selection was random at best. A dog's breakfast of movie selections. Where the only one that had any interest for me was Austin Powers in Badfinger. Not to be confused with Badfinger.
Wait a second. Produced by Paul McCartney. Did the Germans make another Austin Powers movie and not share it?
Goldmember.
Badmember.
Who is a very obscure band that the Beatles signed to Apple Records in 1969. Anyways.
Really need to see
So Badmember. I went over to see, I was watching Austin Powers in Goldfinger.
Goldmember. Yeah, we're just getting started, Chris.
Okay, Austin Powers and Goldfinger, and we'll edit none of that out. Austin Powers and Goldmember.
Yes, thank you.
You did it. And it's funny. I mean, I hadn't seen it in a while. And it's mm-hmm. like, oh, you my Faza? Oh, you my Faza? Looks like Road Dog with, like, you know, bad skin. He's eating his own skin. Are you my Faza?
You heard it here, folks. Road Dog eats his own skin.
Are you my Faza? And I thought it was pretty funny, but it's like, you were right. They drove it down into the ground.
Yeah.
They took it. So, but Guardians isn't at that point. They got a plant, Groot, a baby Groot. That's going to steal the show.
Mm-hmm. Adorable.
Talking raccoon.
Yep.
Also going to steal the show.
Mm-hmm.
And a great 70s soundtrack once again, which I think is the best.
Dude, the soundtrack for the first one was excellent.
Oh, yeah.
That's what related it to me, different from most Marvel comic movies, mm-hmm. where they'll make it kind of fun. But this one was like based around, you know, it's 2015. He's got this cassette tape from his mom in the 70s. I just thought that was a really cool way to connect with people that don't know the Marvel universe, like me.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, too. I mean, if you want to look at the difference between Guardians of the Galaxy and Suicide Squad, like Suicide Squad was just like... like barfing up like Queen songs and stuff with no meaning whatsoever.
Look at us.
Like,
we have an iTunes account.
We're going to cut together a music video for a second because we forgot to tell a story. Whereas like Guardians, the music is very much a part of the story and it's part of the character.
It makes it more accessible.
And his Walkman is kind of what grounds him to Earth.
Yeah.
Which is pretty smart.
It's esoteric. But it does not have Margot Kidder's ass. She's super
correct.
Hot.
It does not have Margot Kidder's ass.
So this looks like a big pile of shit.
Does not have Margot Robbie's. Yes.
Wait, did you say Margot Kidder?
Which one of us said Margot Kidder first?
Both of you said Margot Kidder.
I know, but I think I said it because he said it.
Yeah. It was me.
So, well, no, I was making fun of you.
What was Margot Kidder's ass like? Did she have a nice ass?
I don't know. Her negligee was lined in lead. We couldn't see it.
Margot Kidder in Suicide Squad as Harley would be like, oh, Joker, come over here. Oh, my God. Sugar, come over. I'm so happy about this.
I did a comic book, like a chiller theater signing back in 2006, and Brian Gewirtz came to visit me.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, it was not, I don't know, I'm not a big fan of these signatures signing places, but Margot Kidder was there, and he's like, oh, I'd like to meet Margot Kidder. And I'd spoken to her earlier in the day, and so I said, I'll introduce you to her. I say, Margot, this is my friend Brian. She goes, it's $20 for an autograph. Just telling you. And I was like, oh, my God, smoking mouth, looked like she was 90.
Yeah.
So I wonder what her ass looks like.
I imagine it's perfect.
I think it's more like a book bag, like a pizza box.
Like just, an empty bag.
Hashtag Margot Kidder's book bag.
It's just hot to trot.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're overall looking forward to Guardians?
Yeah, I mean...
it's going to be good.
I heard the plot...
it could suck.
I think the plot is that they're going to save the Earth from aliens, which is probably the plot of every movie.
The entire galaxy, yeah.
Because they're the Guardians of the galaxy.
I really hope our new friend Dave Bautista is great in it. I'm sure he is.
Oh, he's great.
He was good in the first one.
He was fantastic in the first
one. It's like the role he's born to play. That's his sense of humor, kind of sarcastic. I think he really... That guy, he's been in movies now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With Chris Pratt, Robert De Niro, Stallone, Jodie Foster...
he was Tom Poe.
Laurence Olivier.
He was a Bond.
Bob Hope.
Margot Kidder.
Daniel Craig. Sean Connery. Roger Moore.
He's going to be a Bond. People, he's going to be a Bond henchman. He's going to be in Blade Runner later this year.
Harrison Ford.
Blade Runner remake.
Blade Runner. My goodness, I was in a movie with Will Forte.
Cool.
Which
is to us is just as high.
Just as good. Yeah. Okay. So let's move on. So Guardians, we're thinking it could be good.
Mm-hmm.
We're into it. King Arthur is the next one.
Yeah. Legend of the Sword.
Wow.
This is the one directed by Guy Ritchie, right?
Yeah. Guy Ritchie.
Now, has Guy Ritchie outlived his use at this point?
I think so.
If this movie came out in 2002, I'd be super excited, but I was also an idiot alcoholic at 21 years old.
And a bully.
I tell you what,
I was in college, so I just...
College bully.
Yeah, he was a nerd by the time he...
No,
yeah.
I wasn't. I was just a drunk...
You were all of those things that you described, but also super nerdy.
Yeah. There's the part in the King Arthur trailer when they ask him if he likes dogs, and he says, I like dogs. My mom likes dogs. And I thought that was kind of really typical Guy Ritchie.
King Arthur typical in an RV.
Guy Ritchie.
That movie just looks like it's the scores by Papa Roach.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like...
My life is in two pieces.
Pull the swords out of the stone.
Yeah. This is my last resort.
Yeah, see?
That's perfect, right? Who's in this movie?
It's Charlie Hunnam and Jude Law. Charlie Hunnam, I just don't understand.
I don't get it.
You don't understand?
No, he's...
Well, you don't like his acting?
No, he's just a...
I think he made a big mistake. He turned down the role in Fifty Shades of Grey.
That was not a mistake.
That was...
Oh, it was not a good movie?
He was... No, I mean, good decision.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, got the hell out of Dodge.
If you want to watch some Cinemax, softcore... You remake Emmanuel in Space.
Nice.
You don't do 50 Shades of Grey.
Who's the girl that played Emmanuel in all those movies? There were several.
I think it was Margot Kidder. But there was, one of them.
Yeah, Margot Kidder.
#bookbag ass.
Was Emmanuel
in She's dead.
Keep the party going. I'm going to find out who played Emmanuel the most.
That's a common Google.
When you see...
You're going to get some weird Google
When you see
now.
Charlie Hunnam, are you still thinking Jax Teller?
No, honestly, I'm just sitting there thinking I liked you so much better in Undeclared.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Undeclared.
Undeclared?
Oh,
Undeclared.
Wow.
Yeah, he was the sexy British student in Undeclared. It was a Judd Apatow show after Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sylvia Crystal, the famous man.
Oh, of course. Her name is Sylvia Crystal.
Yeah, of course. There, and we have a picture of her, and it's right there.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't look like
that. Could have been straight out of Fifty Shades of Grey.
She wasn't the space one, but...
Well, okay, but she looks waif-like. She looks like Mia Farrow, kind of.
Yeah.
If Mia Farrow was a... And also the symbolic pearl necklace that she's
that
wearing.
Ooh, that stuff.
Hardy har, hardy har.
Very fancy.
I like how this summer movie preview just became softcore reminiscent.
Well, it's all part of it. It's all part of it. So are we excited about this piece of shit, King Arthur, or what?
Look, I'm going to... This is going to be one of those movies that I'm going to accidentally see at some point.
And you'll love it.
Yeah,
and because you won't have any expectations.
Exactly. I will have forgotten that it exists, and then all of a sudden it'll be on iTunes, and I'll be like, oh, you know what?
Is there a plot? Is he trying to pull the sword out of the stone?
Yeah. Well, and Jude Law is in it also, and
not
he's like got magic.
Don't like Jude Law.
Oh, really?
Why don't you like Jude Law?
He's coming around on Jude Law.
They just announced he's going to be young Dumbledore in the next Fantastic Beasts movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's making money, but I'm not a fan. He blew it for me on the remake of The Omen that came out on June 6th.
Okay.
2006.
Was he in that?
Yeah, he was.
Is he the priest?
He played the part of Gregory Peck.
No, that was what's his name? The guy that did.
That was Jude Law.
No, he was Sabretooth in the bad Wolverine.
Oh, Liev Schreiber.
Liev Schreiber.
Oh,
Liev Schreiber.
Yes,
got him mixed up.
He got the wrong tallish white guy with a receding hairline.
That they're very close.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Jude Law and Liev Schreiber. They both get names that bug me.
No real argument.
Jude and Liev there. Don't like him. Jude and Liev. Get some real names.
I can't wait you teach a films course.
I am
at
not.
NYU,
I am not going to go see King Arthur because I don't like Liev Schreiber and I don't like Jude Law.
I
did like Guy Ritchie for a moment during Snatch, and what's the other good one he had? Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Yeah.
Starring Sherlock Holmes
is great.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
Yeah, he did those two.
But this looks like all of his terrible ideas are like, hey, you know, like Sherlock Holmes 2 wasn't great. I got some worse ideas.
The thing is, Sherlock Holmes 2 was okay because of Robert Downey. He made it good. I thought.
Well, but it was the only
Jude Law was in that.
Yeah, the only reason
Jericho's back in.
Wow. As long as it's not that son of a bitch Liev Schreiber.
No,
it's not a friend.
Definitely not.
Or Avery Schreiber, the movie critic. Or is he a weather guy on Good Morning America? I don't know.
Dude, no idea.
Okay, the next one is Alan Covert.
Alan Covert, writer for, I believe...
he's in the Adam Sandler universe.
He's in one of Adam Sandler's, but I think you're talking about Alien Covenant at this point.
God damn it.
I literally thought it said Alan Covert.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I don't have the best handwriting, and you copied a list
That says Alan Covert to me.
I was like, are they making an Alan Covert movie?
I thought maybe it was like,
I even have, I mean, I even put the colon in between.
You know how Alien Covenant. All the movies that Sandler doesn't want to do, he has his friends in it.
Yeah.
He just calls them Happy Madison Productions. I thought there was an Alan Covert.
Alan Covert movie.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know who Alan Covert is, but you don't know who Lee fucking Shriver is.
Well, I know who he is. I just got him mixed up from Jude Law. Yeah. Okay. So I do and know Ridley who Scott's Alan Covert is. I can see him in my face. He's actually the guy in The Wedding Singer who wears the Michael Jackson jacket. Yes. That's Alan Covert, who is not in Alien Covenant.
As far as I know.
But Alien Covenant is a sequel to the Alien movies. Am I right about this?
It's a prequel. It's still okay. It's a sequel to Prometheus.
Wow, they're really
kind of
stretching back there now.
Yeah, well, okay. I don't know. Ridley Scott's just doing all his greatest.
Ridley
hits
Scott
again.
Directing.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver starring.
No.
Okay. No Sigourney. No. Okay.
She did say she would be back for one of the 8 movies that Ridley Scott said that he wants to do in the Alien universe.
Well, he's just milking it for all time.
Yeah. Neil Blomkamp was going to do one, and then that got shut down.
Right.
Yeah.
Did Ridley Scott do the new Blade Runner?
He's doing.
Denis Villeneuve is doing. Awesome. The guy that did Arrival and.
Okay,
and
so he lost Blade Runner. He's just sticking with Alien now.
Yeah.
So is this going to be, what's the plot of this one?
I don't know.
They go to
folks
a planet.
Folks show up to an alien planet, aliens jump in their chest and then jump back out.
No, I would imagine that they have to make like some sort of deal or like come to some sort of agreement that they can refer to as a covenant.
As a covenant?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, good call.
Yeah. I don't know. But a real literal one.
But there was Resurrection that there was no resurrection of aliens. They weren't coming back
to
life.
That was Alien Resurrection because they literally brought Sigourney Weaver back to life in that movie.
Oh.
She was a clone, I believe.
I think
it used to have an ampersand in it, but they removed it for the...
I think they reach underworld levels where it's like, okay, underworld bloodlines. We're just throwing words together. We don't know what that means.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, I think the Covenant is the name of the ship that they're on. They're colonizing a planet. It's like the Covenant, I believe, is the name of the ship, and it's got a bunch of married couples on it that are going to start to go to this other planet to colonize it.
Colonize, right.
And they run into the aliens there.
Kind of
face
the,
huggers, Billy Crudup, and Danny McBride is in it, which I think I'm kind of excited about.
Yeah. Basically the plot of every Alien movie, though, I'm feeling that you're saying.
Every single one of them.
Yeah. Danny McBride.
The original title was called Another Alien Movie.
Just Another Alien Movie. Just, So are we excited about Alien Covenant?
No.
Really on the fence.
Yeah. I was super excited about Prometheus because the trailers were great and it kind of shat the bed. So
it was a long movie.
I'm not holding
it. It was really beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Beautifully shot.
Yeah.
It didn't get to a lot of action for a while.
No, and mostly what I left Prometheus wanting was just a movie where Idris Elba plays a space trucker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just like long hauls between like Jupiter and 8 moons or however
many. And having to like call his old lady, you know? Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have kind of the Guardians of the Galaxy thing where they play Deep Purple. I want to go space trucking.
Space trucking. Yeah.
No, I got mixed up with Hot Rockin' by Judas Priest.
Hot Rockin'.
I want to go Hot Rockin'. How's space trucking go? Come on, let's go space trucking. Come on. Yeah. He's like walking through. And right behind him is the big alien H.R. Geiger coming up. Anytime you see the alien, it always looks cool.
Oh, that's when he played Turbo Lover from Judas Priest.
If we're going to have.
I'm your Turbo Lover.
Doesn't really go like that. But
if we're
going to
have a CGI Death Puppet, though, I wouldn't mind having actual H.R. Geiger.
H.R. Geiger
come back
out.
And be the alien.
Yeah, he's like the alien king.
The CG puppet of H.R. Geiger is being the alien.
That would be awesome.
Or 70s. What if the head of the Alien Covenant is 70s digital death puppet Rob Halford?
Sure. Wow. But Rob Halford's not dead.
No, I know, but 70s version.
With kind of the wispy hair?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Wait.
Closeted Rob Halford.
Oh, yeah. Rob Halford with the wispy hair on the Turbo Lover album. Remember that? I think we're just going to move on here, though. Talking about Baywatch. Mundy's close personal friend, The Rock, his little butt buddy. But before we talk about that, I think Mundy could really use this kind of help this next sponsor can provide him. Classing up your wardrobe, especially when you're going to have to step it up for your on-set visits with The Rock, Mundy. We're going to talk about that story. But first, proper cloth is the way to go if you're looking for a dress shirt that's actually going to fit you. I don't need to tell you how hard it is to find a comfortable dress shirt, especially you, Mundy, being a bigger guy. The collar's always a little too tight, or the sleeves a little too long, or pulls under the arms, or bunches up
around the waist. I know the problems I've had trying to find a dress shirt that fits me, but thanks to ProperCloth.com, my dress shirt problems are over. And before you start in about how much money a custom fit dress shirt must cost, Proper Cloth is as affordable as it is easy to use. Let me tell you about the process. This is all you got to do. Go to ProperCloth.com. You answer 10 super easy questions, and you don't need a measuring tape to answer them either. Then you pick up your fabric and style. Proper Cloth has over 500 fabric styles to choose from. You can pick classic, business, casual style shirts, so many styles. These are high quality shirts as well, made from premium Italian and Japanese fabrics. And here's what the price comes in. The shirts start at $85. Yeah, you get custom dress shirts starting at $85. Where else are you going to get that? Shut your mouth, man. Proper Cloth is where it guarantees a perfect fit. If you aren't happy with the fit when you get it, you get the shirt remade for absolutely free. And the Proper Cloth team makes it that super easy as well. Proper Cloth has the hundreds of five-star reviews on Google and Yelp that make you trust them. It's actually the highest rated custom shirt maker on Google. There you go. So go to propercloth.com/Jericho now. Give it a try. Propercloth.com/Jericho now. Enter my promo code Jericho. Save $20 off your first shirt. Propercloth.com/Jericho. You can save your custom sizes and preferences right in your profile too. Stop wearing shirts that don't fit. Look your absolute best and let propercloth.com/Jericho help you do it. Remember, use the promo code Jericho. Save $20 off your first shirt. These things look great. They feel great. They are what you need to get some hibbity dibbity. Propercloth.com/Jericho. Go do it now. All right, you heard of the list of Jericho. Well, everybody's got a list, especially a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning. Pick up some milk. Well, here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance to that list. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you got to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your poche? It may just be the most rewarding to-do you do today.
You're listening to Talk is Jericho.
Okay, we move on to Mundy's close personal friend and butt buddy, Baywatch. And of course, I'm talking about Zac Efron. And also, The Rock is in it as well.
Yeah.
Looks fun.
I heard it's really funny.
Okay, like, I think Mundy's opinion automatically should be disqualified anytime The Rock's movies are mentioned.
I think he should be the only one to talk about this one. I just want to watch him.
Lay on it.
Be honest, Nick. How does it look?
It looks really funny. It looks like they made 21 Jump Street, but the Baywatch movies, and those were great. And The Rock's good at comedy, and I like Zac Efron, and John Bass is in it. He's hilarious, and all the gals are funny. Alexandra Daddario.
In fairness, it really does seem like they got the tone right.
Yeah.
Even down to like the poster with the surfboard and the
and
two
sure,
beach
they
balls.
Had me down set and I'm doing a thing
also,
with them.
Also, are you in Baywatch?
No, I'm not in it, but I've
did
done
you
some...
try and get in Baywatch?
Did you no. do a walk
Oh, but you were on set on Baywatch?
Yes.
Wow. What scene did you see, Mundy?
Them doing like, it was the aftermath of when The Rock is lifting up two refrigerators.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you wish you were a refrigerator
the aftermath
at that point?
Of refrigerator lifting.
Actually, yeah. Mundy actually played a refrigerator.
One of the
refrigerator number two, Nick Mundy.
I was in Grayface.
Really offensive.
How did you make it down to the set you named?
They had me come down.
For what?
Do some promotional videos, and then I'm doing, I don't know what I'm doing, but they're doing a slow-mo marathon at the end of next week that I'm going to be like a commentator on.
A slow-mo marathon?
But you can barely talk.
I know.
Do they know that? Has this episode come out yet?
No.
Before?
Oh, wow.
I hope find out if I talk.
I hope the Mundy one-line
well.
Screw-up where you just completely lock up doesn't happen.
It might.
Hi, I'm Nick.
If so long as it's in slow-mo.
Hi, I'm Nick Ma.
You know, we've done two podcasts today, and you got... I don't know if I want to do a third.
You haven't explained that. Okay, listen, we're very excited.
You explained it every show we do.
No, but you haven't explained how you ended up on the Baywatch set.
Oh, they called me down to
do something. Who called you down?
Paramount.
To do what?
Some make-em-ups.
Is this from Screen Junkies?
No. Oh, yes, it was.
You're being very salacious here. What's going on, Mundy? Why aren't you telling us?
I did a video for the Screen Junkies, and they had me do... hang out with The Rock and do some oil them up.
All right. What do you think about this, Clint?
His account of it is pretty accurate, yeah.
But I think you've been very kind of secretive about this. You should have full disclosure with us. I feel like you're kind of cheating on us now. Are you doing another podcast with The Rock, Mundy?
No.
Are you?
Huh? I'm not doing another podcast.
He wishes. Actually, that would be good for all of us, I'm sure.
Yes. Well, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd be the third member of TTA because he would leave in a New York minute.
Exactly. Are you on Talk is Rock next week?
Rock Talk with The Rock.
Okay, so
he's kind of doing that on CNN. It's weird, yeah. No, like history like a of like show. Albums and
oh right, yeah. Right, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay. I think the movie's going to be great, and I hope it makes all the money in the world.
No, it does look funny.
Yeah,
it does. And Rock's always funny. You're right. Yeah. He's got the tone down. It's going to be a rated R, apparently.
Oh, hard R.
Not too impressed with the chicks, though. They don't look very hot to me.
Okay,
I wasn't happy with it.
That sounds. That's
if they would have had Margot Kidder in her book bag ass,
sure.
in a one piece.
Hey, really, hey, Hasselhoff.
I am.
Hey, is that your balls and surfboard, beach ball? Shove that surfboard over here. Hey, Brian, give me $20.
Wait a minute. What?
Hey, are you the kid that no. autographed?
That must have scared Brian like more than
anyway. He's scared of female contact for the most part. Speaking of female contact, Wonder Woman. Who's Wonder Woman? Linda Carter back in the
Linda season? Carter. Margot Kidder. Actually, she was already hooked up in the DC Universe because she's Lois Lane. So she
listen, could, you can't play Lois
they
Lane
had her under
and
contract,
Wonder Woman.
So she was just like, you know, why don't you be Wonder Woman?
But this is, hold on, I got a bone to pick with DC Comics. They got this Batman versus Superman movie, mm-hmm. and they shoved Wonder Woman in there for no apparent reason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that whole movie was garbage.
They shoved a lot of things in a lot of places for no apparent reason.
right. Movie. Yeah. So she now has her own movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Takes place in World War One.
Okay. And who's playing here? Is it...
It's Gal Gadot.
Ooh, don't like her name.
Chris Pine is in it, too.
The most superficial movie.
Don't like her name.
You're going to skip it. Don't like her name.
What's the girl that was in Transformers, the really hot one? That
Megan Fox.
It should be Megan Fox. Should be Wonder Woman. I like
that. Can we change this? There was a lot of like fan art that was like... You know,
Gal
photoshopping
Gadot.
Megan Fox into like weird, sexy Wonder Woman cosplayers. That was like, it has to be Megan Fox. So you're not alone in that. But it's Gal Gadot.
Jericho's like, it should be Tawny Katan.
Yeah.
It should be like a.
It should be Tawny Katan, and the whole thing should take place on the hood of a Trans Am.
Yeah. The death puppet Tawny Katan, though. Not
sure.
The Nardo.
Yeah.
So is Gal Gadot, is she one of them English chicks that comes over here and they.
Israel.
No,
American accent?
No, she kept the accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works. British now.
Yeah.
No, she's from Israel.
Oh my God! Yeah. Come on,
but she
guys.
Sounds French.
Yeah. How many American Canadians are doing Israeli movies? Zero. But let's bring them over here. Billy Madison.
Adam Sandler did Zohan.
Yeah.
Well, so. was he doing Israel? Don't mess with the Zohan, man.
That just became word gibberish. Well, Wonder Woman is not from America.
Yeah, she's from
Themyscira.
Themyscira.
From where?
Paradise Island.
Oh, is that like in the Amazon?
No, it's an island somewhere.
She's in Amazon.
She's
not from the Amazon. Mm-hmm.
And she's an Amazon from Themyscira.
Hmm.
Like the Mediterranean countries.
Hmm. Yeah. So are we happy about this Wonder Woman, or what's going on with this? Do we do this?
You know, it's DC, so until they make an actual good movie, I'm going to assume they're all bad.
Not any good DC movies?
None of them have been any good.
Wow.
And not in this iteration.
Man of Steel, garbage.
Batman v Superman,
garbage. Suicide Squad, garbage. She wasn't the worst part of...
No, and I hear she's pretty all right in this one.
We're
but
not
like,
cutting her down. We're just saying that I thought she was jammed in there for no apparent reason in the Batman.
I mean, DC is so desperate to open up their universe in the way that Marvel has, and they've just gone about it in kind of the wrong way.
Because now they're doing a Justice League movie and no one knows anything about the characters.
Ooh, who's in the Justice League? Batman, Superman,
Aquaman.
That's Momoa. Yeah.
Cyborg and Wonder Woman.
Cyborg's not in
the
Justice
Flash.
League of America.
He is in this movie.
He's in the Teen Titans.
Well. Talk to your boy Zack Snyder about
that. They've lost me now. It's going to be the Teen Titans is one thing, Justice League of America is another thing.
They've got until like October to get
By the way,
back.
Zack Snyder is trying to this fall. Steal your look. He's wearing tight pants, vest.
Scarf?
Yeah. Kick his ass.
Don't like him.
List.
Iron Man
list. Iron Man tattoos. Paul Stanley tattoo on the face of the longest monster. Yeah.
He's doing a podcast.
All right, so Wonder Woman, is Chris Pine doing a Captain Kirk? Is it across the universe here?
He's playing, Steve Trevor? Is the guy's name?
I like Pyne.
Interest. Pine's good.
Played by Lyle Wagner in the 70s.
Patty Jenkins is directing it, and she's a legit filmmaker. She's done some good stuff. Mm. But, you know, David Ayer was, too, before Suicide Squad. So.
Yeah, okay. My big thing with DC is, like, they keep getting these, like, directors that have these great movies under their belt, but it doesn't seem like they're letting them go all the way with making those movies as they actually need to be because they're so focused on tying it back to the DC universe and the dark and gritty.
And they're super knee-jerk. Like, Batman v Superman got poor reviews because it was so, like...
Dark
serious.
And dreary.
And so Suicide Squad, it was still dark and dreary, but they still try to make it like fun and kinetic, and that turned out terribly.
Well,
I think they're doing the same thing with now Wonder Woman and Justice League. So it's just
I got to disagree. I liked Suicide Squad because of Margot Robbie's ass.
Okay. So, well, so long as you qualify with reason. That, you got a reason.
That's well, Margot Robbie's not in Wonder Woman.
Okay, she should be. That she should be Wonder Woman. And
Robin Wright is in Wonder Woman.
Ooh, nice.
Maybe
Janie.
Yeah, maybe you can see her.
I love you, Janie.
Yeah, exactly.
I did see Forrest Gump in the movie theater 20 years
ago. Do you think Jenny...
Hi, Jenny.
...took advantage of Forrest Gump's
weaknesses? Oh, yeah. No, we really going to have to...
He had a big wiener, too, I think. He had a big wiener. I think he could throw it down.
He didn't have a big wiener. He ran all... It would have been chafed to no end.
Well, that's why...
Running back and forth through the country.
And got to unleash the beast, baby.
That's where you that's where you break. That's where you do a break.
I'm about to unleash a beast of an ad.
No, who else has a
so
huge
So you guys
dick?
Sit right there DDP. Quietly while I read this and while I'm clearly in the same room.
Oh, okay. All right, let's move on to The Mummy, which is a very surprising one because Tom Cruise is in this.
Yeah, and I like of all of the bullshit universes,
yes.
like movie universes, I'm actually weirdly excited about the Universal
really?
Monster. Yeah. Because, like, I think Russell Crowe is going to be, like, Van Helsing or some shit. He's going to, like, bounce around in all the different – The Mummy and they're going to do another Frankenstein, I bet. I mean, it's
– So they're starting to do
like
a whole series
thing.
Of movies on the Universal.
Yeah, the old school Universal movie, Universal Monster movie.
Because I'm wondering, like, Mummy is a lot to me like Spider-Man. Do we really need another reboot? We just had one, like, 3 years ago with Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like it was 3 years ago, yeah. 4 years ago, eight, whatever. And now they're doing another Mummy. It's the same right. type of idea, right?
Well, okay, if you're a fan of the Team Tiger Awesome show,
mm-hmm, which I am,
a percentage of you might be mm-hmm. listening.
Lots.
You might know that I have issues with Brendan Fraser.
Mm.
He's a stupid, ugly man.
Can we get some details, please?
I mean, those are all of his details. Is he thinks Brendan Fraser is a stupid, ugly
man? I thought did you have a fist fight with him or something?
Nope. No. Never met him.
Oh, you haven't even met the man.
Super judgmental.
The worst thing that Brendan Fraser ever did was not age gracefully.
Oh, and I think that money. Here's a newsflash, pal. Yeah.
Hey.
No, so you don't like
Wait for it.
I'm no Brendan Fraser. But here's the thing. Brendan Fraser probably needs money. Tom Cruise has so much money. I think it's bullshit that Tom Cruise is in this movie getting all of Brendan Fraser's money that he needs.
But now you're standing up for Brendan Fraser.
Well, exactly. That's what, like, duality of man right there.
That's what you're struggling with.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm having a problem with because, you know.
Struggling to make sense.
I don't want Brendan Fraser living in a gutter anymore.
Well, you said you did. You didn't like him.
No.
That's kind of all you want, honestly.
Right.
Well, okay, maybe he can go to a halfway house with his new mummy money.
Hmm.
But
what do you think? Tom Cruise is buying the rights to The Mummy from Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, he just took it.
No, it's
Brendan
not,
Fraser
it
probably
own the Mummy.
It's a different universe.
It's owned by like Lon Chaney or something.
And also,
Fraser probably sold the rights for some brown.
You know, Brendan Fraser, his character was back in what, like the 20s,
mm-hmm.
yeah. teens, the 20s, something like
yes,
that.
Yes, was this from the now?
Yeah, and he's gonna still be alive.
So let me. What, do
Come
we
on,
like
man? He's gonna be like so, 300.
So you
years
admit
old.
Brendan Fraser is 80 years old?
No, I have no idea how.
No,
old
dude,
Fraser.
He looks like.
What is
he
okay, like 50 let's get off of Brendan Fraser.
God,
do we like? Do we like Tom Cruise at the table
Every
here?
Time.
What's the consensus?
Look,
of Tom,
Tom Cruise knows how to make the hits.
I like Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
I like him. Yeah. Always have. Always will.
Yeah,
he was friendly to me when I met him in an elevator once.
Nice.
Oh. Good Morning America.
There you go.
He was about 5 feet tall, but he said, "Hey, how you doing?"
Yeah. He runs real good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Screams real good, too.
Yeah, he makes a roller coaster of a movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really fun guy.
Does
yeah.
his own stunts. That's
Does
really,
he really
cool. Oh, yeah, yeah. Like famously so.
Wow.
In this movie, he's doing, like, zero-G force, like they shot in a plane, right?
Yeah, they did. There's, like, a plane crash sequence that they actually shot in one of those planes that, like, nosedives for a little while and does zero-G. Like, we're doing it zero-G. Yeah, they did dozens of takes of it. Apparently, just about everybody except Tom Cruise barfed.
Wow.
He doesn't like, barf.
I don't think he uses
He's an action
fluid.
Man.
Well, in the last Mission Impossible movie was awesome, and he was literally strapped to the side of a plane as it took off.
Yeah.
And nothing
crazy.
To do with the plot.
See, but he's got nothing. Why is he doing this? He doesn't have to do his own stunts at this point because he can't.
You know, he likes it.
Adrenaline junkie.
And I think that is what he has to prove. Like, he doesn't. I don't think he wants to be. He wants to prove that he's not going to be like one of those stars mm-hmm. that's just like, I'll let the stunt double do it.
Sure.
Like, I think that's the only way that any of us will continue to like him if we think
right,
that he's
everything
not a
very weird. You know, I read People Magazine doesn't talk to his daughter and stuff. I read in there.
Oh, there's all kinds of weird stuff.
I read that sort of thing. So,
so he just wants to take what he wants from Brendan Fraser, and he knows he can.
Just right. walk in. You know, he just bought the rights to Encino Man remake.
Oh God, that son of a bitch!
Straight out of right out of his back pocket.
He's going to be in Airheads.
It's going to be amazing.
Which I'd be into.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
along with Steve Buscemi in it again.
Oh yeah.
I think just combine all of those movies.
Encino Man
taking
heads?
Place concurrently with, like, they thaw out a caveman, Encino they start
Man?
A band, and then
and the singer's a caveman.
Yeah.
Played by Brendan Fraser.
We can make caveman band.
No, wait, was Brendan Fraser the caveman or was Pauly Shore the caveman?
No, Brendan Fraser was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
Pauly Shore was the weasel.
Weezing the Jews. Mm-hmm. What an idiot that guy is. He stood me up for a podcast once.
I stood him up.
Bitch.
How'd you
that
stand
was an
him up?
Adorable.
I didn't go to a meeting.
A meeting? Or?
We had a meeting.
No, but Clint and I went and he just couldn't.
Nick gave him Nick's regards.
Yeah. Pauly Shore was not stood up.
Yeah.
I stood him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Jericho.
Good job. He stood me up.
Because I was a supermarket Jericho, and I was like, I probably heard it in like an early podcast.
Because, Pauly had a podcast on Podcast One for like 3 weeks. And in that time frame, I wanted to get him on my show. Thought it'd be interesting, and he stiffed me. So there you go. He's banned. Anybody that stiffs me, they're banned.
You hear me, Tawny Katan?
Yeah, well, she didn't stiff me, but there's a certain porn star.
She stiffed me in 1987 when I was 6 years old.
How you doing? Well, no, you stiffed yourself because of her.
I don't know, but
at 7 years old, were you whacking it at seven?
It was dangerous time for
at seven.
No, I wasn't like whacking off. I was.
You
just
said
like,
you got to.
No, I got turds.
Yeah, what?
You're the only one who uses that word.
You
can't shorten turgid because people don't use turgid enough to know what the. Yeah. You mean?
What does turgid mean? Turge? Is that a Houston thing?
No, it's a weird romance novel word for like getting engorged.
Oh my
like
gosh!
Having an engorged.
Sorry if
penis.
I want to use flowery language on
but
our
you're
boss's
not.
Podcast.
You're shortening it down.
Can you say
something
that sounds
like
cool? Because I'm a cool hip
you
guy.
You say engorged member. That's right out of Playboy penthouse letters. Engorged member. That'd be a great name for a band, the Engorged Member. Yeah. I bet you there probably is Engorged Members somewhere.
There'd probably be. Is that one of the members of the Johnson Boys?
The Engorged Member? Podcast crossover. I did hear that the Engorged Members play in Rough Night, which is another movie.
Did they get a song in that soundtrack?
They think they did.
Good for them.
It's really bad.
Rough
anyway.
Night, R-U-F-F.
Ooh, was it a Roughneck thing?
Animated dog.
Who's in Rough the Crime Dog?
McGruff. I'm actually really excited for Rough Night.
Okay, tell us what it
this is.
Is
a truly special.
Okay. It's,
no one knows so what the hell it is.
Okay. It's essentially, this is sort of boiling it down to its most basic elements. It's, do you remember Very Bad Things with Jon Favreau and
the stripper?
Where
she gets hung on the
Well, this is the women's version of it with Scarlett Johansson.
Nice. We like
Kate
her.
Kate McKinnon.
We like her.
Just a bunch of other really funny women that are not quite as well known.
Is it a black comedy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So who do they kill?
They kill a stripper.
Oh, a male stripper.
Yeah.
So literally is the reverse version.
Yeah. As far as I can tell. But what I didn't like about Very Bad Things is like it wasn't able to maintain its tone. And
right.
This one seems like it's going to be more able to.
I like that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I like Kate McKinnon as the breakout star from Saturday Night Live.
She's a badass.
Yeah.
Like, I really like her.
She's like reminds me a lot of Kristen Wiig where like she's carrying the show now. Mm-hmm.
And I think she's so much better than like
Kristen. Well, when Kristen first came out of SNL, she was riding high, and then she got caught in doing the same role over and over again. But my point is, she was carrying Saturday Night Live. Like every skit she was in was the highlight, and that's what Kate McKinnon is right now too.
Yeah.
I think, you know. So I'm excited about Rough Night. Hadn't even heard of it until right now.
Just like all the other movies.
No, but I had heard. I'm circling Rough Night. I'm circling
it's
Baywatch.
It's definitely a much smaller one compared to like Baywatch.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Circling Guardians, and I'm circling Alan Covert.
Okay. But that's on a,
now,
for a different
a,
thing.
Okay, do we really need another Transformers movie?
No, absolutely not. We can skip this one.
What's it called?
The Last Night,
I think. Is another Michael Bay?
Yeah.
No Megan Fox?
No.
You know what Anthony Hopkins said the other day? Anthony Hopkins is
I can't believe
this,
I'm
right?
still alive.
No. He said Michael Bay is the best director he's ever worked with.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is he a big fan
called
of Bad Boys, too?
Called him a genius, which, like, I mean, there is something genius about Michael Bay.
Look, he's definitely a savant behind the camera. I think he's probably the best director because I don't think he talks to his actors at all. Mm. And so it's just like, yeah, do whatever, do your shit, Hopkins. Like, do it.
The substitute teacher's in charge the whole time.
So it's like he gets to do whatever he wants, nobody's trying to pull a performance out of Anthony Hopkins. It's just like, you're an autopilot, man.
What are the directors Anthony Hopkins work with that's so great?
Literally all of them.
Who did Silence of the Lambs? Jonathan Demme? Haven't heard of him since.
Well, he died. He passed away.
Well, there you go. So he can't do any better.
Look, I can't argue with Jericho. Yeah, the thing about Michael Bay... literally, I can't. The thing about Michael Bay is he is a great director.
Thank you.
The problem is he's a patriotic pervert, and everything just comes out of like...
That's really bold.
Jeez, you're getting really bitter today, Mundy.
No,
Peter
no.
Berg has overtaken that. The guy that did Lone Survivor.
I think Michael Bay is more
recently. Right. Michael Bay just happens to have a lot of slow motion American flags, but also cross shots. It's just like a pop of red is all he's wanting. He just wants like I just need some color in the frame. So it ends up being a slow motion American.
Look,
flag.
While this underage these are girls our chief exports, we'd better put our flags all over them. So when other companies
and there's still no Megan Fox and no what's the other guy's name? No Shia LaBeouf.
No,
Mark Wahlberg.
But what's his name? Josh Duhamel. Is back. And Tyrese, I think, is back in this one.
Got a great story about Josh Duhamel.
Oh, yeah?
Josh Duhamel.
Duhamel.
I went to the Pebble Beach Golf tournament about a month ago or 2 months ago. And there's a lot of celebrities there.
The Pro-Am that you're doing?
Yeah. A friend of mine was golfing, and Bill Murray was on his team.
Nice.
That's awesome. And I was standing there, and Josh Duhamel was there, and a bunch of people came over to ask for my autograph.
Oh, you big dogged him.
And as I signed the autographs and the people walked away, I heard him say to somebody, "Who the fuck is that guy?"
Suck it, Josh.
Nice.
I was like, "Hey, he's banging so that's okay."
Anytime you can big time Josh Duhamel, you do it.
He's like a
He's not an A-lister. He just happens to be
Transformers. He's a Transformer. So we still got this. The bee is still the bumblebee is in there.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It's just Optimus an epileptic Prime, seizure for 3 hours long. Who gives a shit?
Optimus Prime has a sword now. It doesn't matter.
Only good thing about Transformers is that in the 1986 cartoon, Kick-Axe from Winnipeg, Canada, had two songs on the soundtrack under the name Spectre General. Because they wouldn't let them use the name Kick-Axe.
Interesting. So
shout out to Kick-Axe. Okay,
it wasn't The Touch.
No, it was Hunger, what was the other one? Nothing's gonna stand in our way, and Nothing's gonna stand in our way, and Hunger were the two songs. Okay. So there you go. If you watch it, you can see it. Speaking of rock and roll, Baby Driver, one of my favorite Peter Criss songs from Rock and Roll Over by Kiss. I'm assuming this is not a Peter Criss biography.
It's close, actually.
We haven't gotten the funding to make our Peter Criss biopic.
No. But we're going to get it.
Yeah.
Is it biopic or biopic?
Biopic. Okay. Because it's a biographical picture as
well. Okay, gotcha. Biopic sounds more medical.
Biopic is when we're only making the Peter Criss
biopic. Myopic is when we spend a lot of time talking about how to pronounce.
Go, Baby Driver! Driving all night long.
No, Baby Driver is Edgar Wright's next movie.
Edgar Wright. I like Edgar Wright.
Oh, he's great. Yeah.
And Shaun
this
of the
is,
Dead.
Kevin. Yeah, exactly. And Kevin Spacey's in this.
John Hamm
is in it.
Jamie Foxx.
Ansel Elgort is the main character.
Which is a name that means nothing to anybody.
James Gum, isn't it?
James Gum is there. It's Edgar Wright doing a getaway driver movie.
Oh, getaway pick.
But this is another one that the soundtrack is like part of the story because like in the trailer, the guy's name is literally Baby. He is in a car accident when he's a child and he like can't hear anything. So he like listens to music to like focus.
Yeah. He constantly has like a ringing in his ears. Okay. Yeah. So he always has his headphones in.
Yeah. So it's all rock and roll based, heist.
The song Baby Driver might make an appearance.
Entirely possible.
Right? The only problem is Edgar Wright's last movie, not so good. Scott Pilgrim in the 40 Thieves.
Oh, that wasn't his last movie.
Oh, it wasn't. Yeah. It was
no,
his last
he
movie.
Did the End of the World.
The
World's End.
On the World's End.
Oh, yeah. The two cats.
Yeah.
The dudes.
Yeah, it was the
Simon Wright and
Simon Pegg and
not the old drummer.
We knew who you were talking about.
Not the old drummer from AC/DC.
The third of the what do they call it? The Cornetto trilogy.
Yeah.
This might be the second Dio mentioned. Did we talk about Dio the hologram?
Yeah, that was this.
Yeah. Yeah.
The drummer in the Dio hologram show is Simon Wright. Not to be confused with Simon Pegg. So that's where I got that from. So there you go. Any Edgar Wright movies, a friend of mine.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Look, I'm definitely giving it the benefit of the doubt because I did not dig the trailer.
Okay.
Well, and the other thing that...
And I also hate the name of the movie. And I hate the name of the main character.
And you hate the actor of the main character.
No, I'm just
the
like...
The name.
Who's,
his name is
that's
Baby?
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
You hate it.
Yes.
What happened in World's End? It's like an End of the World
movie. I didn't care for it.
It wasn't great.
I saw it, but...
It was okay. It was... It's super layered, so it's like the more you watch it, the more you kind of appreciate
all
the touches.
Is it kind of the end of the world
sort of thing, though? Yeah, it's like the world ends during a pub crawl.
Gotcha.
You think Jericho has time to watch a movie that's multi-layered over and over again?
Oh, I do.
He's got a flight from L.A. to Tampa. He's got as much shit as he can get into.
I saw Inception 4 times and enjoyed it every time.
There you go.
I got deeper and deeper. I still might be in it right now. I don't even know if I'm really talking to you guys.
You got your totem?
I'm spinning the
top right here.
The thing is about
spinning.
Baby Driver is that it might be better than The Getaway starring Charlie Sheen.
No, that's bullshit. With Charlie Sheen and Christy Swanson?
Yeah.
When he robs a convenience store with a candy bar?
Yeah.
And you shut your mouth.
And then he bangs Christy Swanson while he's
while they're driving. Okay, guys.
I like Christy Swanson.
I'm glad you said this. The Getaway is going to be better than Baby Driver.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Heard it here Christy first. Swanson's in. I like Christy Swanson. She don't have a book bag ass. I'll tell you that right now.
No.
She was a hot one.
At least not back
She's
then.
A couple of Swanson hams.
Maybe not.
In those shorts.
What?
Swanson hams.
Swanson hams.
Looks like two puppies fighting under a blanket. Speaking of two puppies
fighting under a blanket. Is that an Alan Covert line?
Stolen by Cheech Marin in the classic Born in East L.A.
Okay.
Which was a summer movie in 1987, I believe.
How do you know that, but you don't know who Jude fucking Law is?
I just choose not to.
Yeah.
I don't
summer
like his
movie
name.
Review.
I don't have time for people with names I don't like. That's my thing. I like
That's
all
what
you
we're
guys.
Learning here.
Gage, Mundy, and Truly. If you guys had different names, I wouldn't be wasting my time here.
And speaking of a waste of time, there's another movie on this list that I'm not very excited about. I'm talking about Spider-Man. Do we really need another Spider-Man? I mean, come on. We'll talk about this latest reboot and why we should care. I don't. Maybe Mundy does, probably. If The Rock is in it, he would. But after, first, we're going to make sure that all the Talk is Jericho fans, all of you are hooked up for Mother's Day. It's this Sunday. And if you still got nothing from Mom, listen up. I got two words that are going to save you on Sunday. Books fly. Flowers. This is how sending flowers is meant to be. I know how frustrating it can be to order flowers online. We've all been there. You're lured in by some bargain price of $19.99 or whatever it is. But by the time you get to checkout, that price has jumped up to $100 because of all the extra fees and handling charges and shipping charges and extra charges. And then when the flowers show up, they don't look anything like the picture. They're almost dead. They don't even smell nice. You do not want that to happen on Mother's Day. That's why you need to order from Books.com. Books are farm fresh flowers that can last up to 2 weeks. They're beautiful flowers and are cut fresh as soon as you order. That's why I'm loving Books.com. It's so easy to order. No extra fees, no hidden charges. What you see is what you get, and that includes the price. Books flowers start at about $40. They offer free weekday shipping. It's win-win. Mom is happy with the beautiful flowers, and you're happy because you didn't have to spend your whole paycheck on one bouquet. And right now, if you register at Books.com, use my promo code Jericho, you'll get 20% off your order. And there's another great thing about Books. They have the Never Forget subscription. It's a regular reminder and delivery and special dates like anniversaries, birthdays, Mother's Day. Guys, this is a lifesaver. It's an earth shaker. It's a dog quaker. It's a no-brainer. Books will help you out of the doghouse. Make sure the important women of your lives are always taken care of. And you'll look like a genius because you won't ever forget those special occasions. So go to Books.com now. Books.com. Use my promo code Jericho. Get 20% off your order. Books. Books. Remember, use my promo code Jericho. Get 20% off your battle shoes, Books.com. Get out of the doghouse. Get into the penthouse. Look like a genius. Look like the greatest son of all time or the greatest husband of all time on Books.com. Books. And don't forget, free weekday delivery.
Hey, everybody, it's Shaq. Have you had a chance to check out the number one podcast on Podcast One? That's right, The Big Podcast with Shaq. Me and my co-hosts, John Kincaid and Rob Jenners, we have a blast. With way more than just sports, we have the biggest guests from entertainment to the NBA.
Dwight, let me give you some championship advice. Let it fuel you, but never let it piss you off. Because you are a sensitive baby.
I am. I think all big guys.
I know you are. The Big Podcast with Shaq, with a new episode every Monday at PodcastOne.com.
Talk is Jericho.
All right, sitting here with Team Tiger Awesome doing our second annual summer movie preview. And I'm looking at this list, and it says Spider-Man.
Well, I'll give this Spider-Man a chance.
Why? How many Spider-Mans do I need to give a chance to?
Okay, with Jericho.
Look, there are a lot of Spider-Men.
I'm still stuck back with the Topher Grace, whatever the hell his name was. What was that guy's name?
Toby Grace was in the third Spider-Man. He was the bad guy.
Who was Toby Maguire?
Toby Maguire. Was that particular Spider-Man.
I'm still stuck on that guy. Now there's another guy now? Is this a new guy?
It's true.
This is the third
Tom
guy.
Holland.
Yeah.
But
another
he's already
guy.
He's been Spider-Man in a movie already. He was in Civil War.
Who was after
Andrew Garfield.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Was in The Amazing Spider-Man. And then British Sony guy. And Marvel got together and played nice and so Spider-Man showed up in Captain America Civil War.
Now, was this guy also an English actor playing American?
Yep. Yeah.
That really burns my ass.
I know.
You know my feel. Andrew Garfield and this guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man is American. He's from New York City.
Yep.
That really bugs me. How many American actors are working in England right now? Zero.
Jericho hates globalist Spider-Man.
Yes. He's from the Bronx,
just
man.
Think
from
about
Gotham
like,
City.
Spider-Man is like a luchador. And it's like there's always somebody different under the
mask. Okay.
They can't die.
But it would
Spider-Man
have to be,
Jr.
It would have to be El Hijo de Spider-Man.
Right. Right.
There's a great thing I just read. It's there's a guy called Villano. And he has two sons. One's called Villano Jr. And the other one's called El Hijo de Villano. It's like, come on, dudes. You're really starting to get...
Shitty Villano.
I mean, come on, right?
Well, okay, so Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. plays a big part in this. The thing I'm looking forward to this movie is Michael Keaton is in it.
Ooh.
That's the bad guy.
He's a bad guy.
Who's he playing?
He's a vulture.
Vulture.
Oh, I like... Of course, he's the Birdman.
Yeah.
He won an Oscar for Birdman. They said, really, you need a bird?
He didn't win an Oscar for... Birdman.
He did win an Oscar.
I don't think he did.
He won Best
Birdman
Picture.
Did Birdman die? At the end of it, he jumped out of the window, right?
Well, that's...
Spoiler alert.
Honestly, up to you.
Oh, it's up to you.
How do you interpret it?
That's how you win an Academy Award.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think he won.
Don't make choices.
Did the wrestler...
Hashtag you do the work.
Did Randy Ram die at the end of The Wrestler? What do you guys think?
No.
You think he lived?
He has a podcast right now.
Yeah, he's fine.
On the Jericho Network.
No, he has a podcast.
Oh, man. Can you give Mickey Rourke a show?
Scribe and Scott.
He showed up at Old School Raw. Yeah.
There was a time with Mickey Rourke when I had to go on, what's his name? Larry King's show. Because I was supposed to have a match with Mickey Rourke. And then he went on the red carpet at the SAG Awards, had a couple drinky winkies, and blew it that he was having a match with me at WrestleMania before the Oscars. His team went berserk because you'll never win an Oscar if you're working in the WWE. So he pulled out. So Vince sent me on Larry King to try and con him to come back in, and I buried him. You gotta look it up. You can look it up on DasTube.
DasTube.
I called him a coward. I said, I don't respect you. I think you're a piece of crap. And you could see him. He's like, wee. So he thought I was serious. So at WrestleMania, when we went for rehearsal, he finally did end up showing up. He was just going to punch me at the end. Mm-hmm. He had three bodyguards with him that he personally flew into Houston to beat me up because he was convinced I was going to attack him. One of them was Frank Shamrock.
Jesus Christ.
One of them was some kind of Krav Maga guy. Another one was an Israeli bounty hunter, not to be confused.
They would have murdered you.
In a second. Long story short, when I convinced him that I was actually acting, he gave me an acting book. And gave me his number and said, we got to do a movie together, kid. You out-acted me.
God.
So I'm still waiting. Mickey, if you're out there, let's do
So he didn't understand cutting a promo.
No, and he had
so
just...
So he gave you a how-to-act book?
Yes.
Was it a Mickey Rourke how-to-act book?
Yes.
Did he write it?
Self-published.
Nice.
It was a whole chapter.
It
was a bunch of papers all like...
Just a whole chapter on feeding things sexily.
Yeah.
There's a whole other thing going on with the Mickey Rourke story. Spider-Man, the Vulture, Michael Keaton, I like that.
I think it's going to be good. I mean, it's going to be
it.
Another...
Kind of over.
Circle it, should I?
Yeah, just circle it.
Just circle it. Yeah. Look, here's the thing about the Marvel
Maybe
movies.
Not.
Here's the thing about the Marvel movies. They will not be bad. They're not going to be great either.
Yeah.
They're going to be totally
like
fine.
But like, Spider-Man is totally more right than Spider-Man has ever been.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not going to be some sad dick crying about his shitty old uncle.
He's real snarky this time, but he's got a lot of stuff going on that he's trying to juggle.
It's not an origin
Marissa
story either.
Marissa. Speaking of a couple of swans and hands.
Hot Aunt May.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, all your this is not Aunt May fan fiction is coming
true. This is
true.
Not your Margot Kidder's Aunt May.
But she's still working at the strip club for Randy the Ram?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's doing
all
the
right. Now, let me just say this. I see the Spider-Man, and underneath it, Apes.
Another Apes movie, too?
This is what I'm excited about the most.
Okay. What's it called?
War of the Planet of the Apes.
War of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. It's got Woody Harrelson.
Ooh, nice.
I think this has been the best franchise of all the franchise wars.
Okay. They've done a good job. James Franco.
Yeah. The biggest mistake they made was misnaming the first and the second one.
What was the first one called?
Rise of the Planet of the Apes. And then the second one was Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, but it should have been switched. I might be confusing that right now.
Yeah, I think you got
They need numbers in the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't know.
Yeah.
Where are the numbers at, yeah, apes? They haven't learned to count yet.
It's like George Romero zombie movies that you could keep track of because it was dawn, night, dusk.
Right.
You know, midday of the dead, I believe it's called.
Tea time of the dead.
Tea and crumpets of the dead. Yeah. Same page.
No, I think these movies are great. This one looks even better, and I'm pumped for this one.
What's the plot?
War.
Oh, they're actually tanks.
Yeah, it's just, you know, because all of these movies are taking place in the time from the original one when Chuck Heston took off,
mm-hmm.
and then he lands on the Planet of the Apes, you know, millennia
sure,
later.
Sure. Yeah,
so this is like how it's all coming to be. So the war for the Planet of the Apes seems to be like the apes finally just like getting, you know,
right.
They're going to win.
He lands on the planet, and that's what he says, Soylent Green, his people.
Sure.
And then he finds the Statue of Liberty.
And then out of my cold dead hands, Statue of Liberty.
I think
is the line.
And then he goes on a crusade for guns.
Correct.
Right. I sat next to Chuck Henson on...
Chuck Henson?
Oh, you've got Nick Mundy disease.
No, it's just Jericho. I sat next to Chuck Heston on a plane once.
Nice. In between Margot Kidder and Chris
Watson? No, I did not.
What was Chuck Heston's ass like?
Oh, like an old man ass. He's wearing dress pants with a belt.
Yep.
Kind of looked grumpy, angry, so I didn't try and say hi to him because he didn't look like he really wanted to be talked to. That's fine.
Did he have Frank Shamrock bodyguarding him, too?
He just looked mean. Like, you know, I'm Moses. I will fuck you up. Stay away from me.
I'm worried. Just going back to the Mickey Rourke story, that guy just got money, but he just got independent money. Like, independent movie. Like, he can't afford three bodyguards.
I know. Well, he had just gotten back on track, though, and he had signed the big deal with Spider-Man, where he played
Iron Man.
Yep.
There you go. He was the octopus guy in Iron Man.
Wait, can you write in your books?
Damn it. The octopus guy in Iron Man.
He had like a bunch of things going around.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. I'll allow it.
But he knows the IMDb history of.
Imagine Amick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sylvia Crystal, Emmanuel.
Of course, her name is
Sylvia.
We
still got a couple
Crystal.
More movies here. What's the time on this thing?
We got an hour.
Oh, okay. We're doing good. Coming down to the wire now, Atomic Blonde.
Oh, man.
Sounds
good.
I'm
really excited for this one.
Mm-hmm. What's it about?
Charlize Theron plays a spy that comes in to sort of find out who's killing all the other spies. And it's from one of the co-directors of John Wick, which if you haven't seen John Wick, you should because it's very, very badass.
Yeah. Two of them.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Watch both the John Wicks.
They're just super slick and Keanu Reeves is like,
I like Keanu
at the
Reeves.
Top of his career.
Big fan of Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is one that
you should
circle.
Because it's going to be Charlize Theron kicking lots of ass in like the late 80s in Berlin.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Like it's set in a really super fun. It's all like Berlin nightclubs shortly after the wall came
eggs
down.
Soundtrack
really
by Eggs.
Soundtrack by Eggs.
I like Charlize Theron. I thought she was great in Mad Max.
Mm-hmm. She looks even like she looks prettier. And she looks more badass.
Well, because she started out as a super glamorous chick, and then she got kind of ugly, monstrous ball or something.
2 days,
monster. Yeah, where she played Florida inmate serial killer.
Shaved her eyebrows or something. Now she's getting hot again. Mm-hmm. I like the hot chicks that.
She can go from looking super glamorous
to like really, really shitty. And she likes to do that in like her movies because there's like one point where she's like all beaten up and everything and she's got like two black eyes, but then the next scene in the trailer she's like real glamorous and she's in a nightclub.
You know what was super hot that was like that was Bridget Fonda. What happened to Bridget
Fonda?
Point
of No Return?
Yeah, and something about the roommate or what it was called? Like,
Single White Female.
Single White Female?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to her?
Probably aged out of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Aged out of Hollywood.
Oh, the answer to that question
aged out of Hollywood.
Cruel bitch age.
The answer to that question is this is a horrible industry.
Yeah.
For ladies.
Right.
All right, I'm circling Atomic
For
Blonde.
White Men podcast, guys.
You're going to like Atomic
Blonde. Actually, no, I'm going to circle Apes, too, because I like that one with James Franco.
And then circle, write down Keanu Reeves and circle it. You like him.
Keanu Reeves. I'm writing it down. Yeah. I'm circling it.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Winter, not circling it.
Oh no!
I'm proud we haven't made a list joke.
Well, because I'm not in the WB right now. I've been kicked out. I'm not there anymore.
Which I tried to rescue, but security beat the shit out of me. Frank Shamrock.
Frank Shamrock.
I was like, Jericho! And then Frank Shamrock.
Let's end it off with one of the greatest movies of all time, Terminator 2, which is now coming out in 3D. Now, yes. My question to you is, do we need this?
No.
Do
we want this?
Yes.
Yeah. No,
because any chance to see Terminator 2 on the big screen again, I'm a take.
Agreed.
3D. You know, honestly, like, it's James Cameron, so I doubt that he's just like, yeah, you guys go ahead and make it 3D. It's fine.
Oh, whatever. Is he doing the 3D? Oh, that's.
I mean, he has to.
He's not going to half-ass it.
Yeah, he's not. He's not going to let just whoever happens to be like on call at the 3D factory to do this.
Then so what happened with Avatar? He let that happen. But that's the biggest grossing movie of all time.
The 3D.
Doesn't matter
Avatar
whether you like it or not.
Was great.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of the point where isn't there the face at the end of what he in Terminator when like he doesn't the
through the car.
Yeah, then the head comes in there and it turns into a face. Like, that's going to be crazy.
Well, and like
in 3D.
When his finger gets all long going
at
there's going to be some cool stuff.
You know what's funny? I watched Terminator with my son and my nephew. And of course, we've seen these movies 1,000 times,
right?
You know, and they watched Terminator 1, pretty scary, kind of freaked out, and then Terminator 2, right? Because it starts off with Terminator steal the heel.
Yeah,
yeah.
When he started walking down the back hallway of the mall with the guns, the flower box, and takes the gun out, these kids are freaking out, like, oh no!
Yeah.
Then when he shoots the Terminator, it was one of the most innocent, greatest pops of all time, where they went nuts, like, no way! Yeah, he's a good guy. We love him. And just watching that for the first time from their point of view was like, this movie still is one of the greatest movies of all time, no matter what generation is seeing.
Well, one of the amazing things they did with Terminator 2 is even in the publicity leading up to it, you still thought Arnold was the bad guy.
Right.
Until you saw it in the theater.
That was the secret twist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is like I saw Terminator 2 before I saw The Terminator.
Me, too. Wow.
So, yeah. Like, Terminator 2 was, 92, something like that? 91, 92, something like
Terminator
that.
Terminator 1
so
was 84.
Like, yeah. So, you know, I didn't know. So, like, in my head right now, Terminator being, like, Arnold being the good guy of Terminator 2 is just how it's always been. And that's one of those things that was like, I wish I could watch the movie like that.
Yeah, yeah, you can see it
Which
that
is,
way.
Like, the best thing about having kids. It's like, it's like you can experience, like,
through their eyes,
all these other things again. It's like, yeah, I'm excited about this again.
So you got to wake up your 2-year-old when we finish the sixth podcast we're recording to put on Terminator.
But you got to also go back to, like, in summer of 91. I remember Arnold was on The Tonight Show, and I think it was still Johnny Carson. Yeah, it was. And he kept saying, it's the biggest movie of the summer. And they would make like Johnny, you have to go see it because it's the biggest movie of the summer. And then so going to see that, and then not only was it super cool with all these effects you hadn't seen, Guns N' Roses were at their peak.
Oh, yeah.
They used You Could Be Mine as the big scene. I mean, all of it was just, in 91, that was the coolest movie you could ever see.
It still might be.
Totally,
it's
such
really
a good movie.
Up.
It holds up so well. So I'm excited to see Terminator 3D, and I'm going to circle it.
Circle.
As well.
I would still pay 5 times the ticket price to see it just in 2D.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. In Terminator 2000D.
I don't understand all the hate for it. Like, 3D, I suppose, can ruin a movie. Like, if they do it bad,
it hurts my brain.
But yeah, I don't really get all the sort of the knee jerk reaction hate to 3D. I don't mind it.
You're talking to the two guys who've probably been concussed more than anyone in the table.
Me because of wrestling, you because you're a bully.
Because he falls over a lot. Yeah.
No, but I think the 3D, like if I go to a movie theater and I see it's available in 3D, I won't go. I'll go just see the normal one.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, because we know what to expect. And plus, like you said, how long has it been since we saw Terminator in the theater?
And Cameron's not going to do it wrong. This is his baby.
I always check online to see like how the 3D is, because people will let you know. Because I saw the most recent Ghostbusters in 3D, and he did like really fun stuff where it's like breaking out of the screen because it was all like letterbox.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was like a really interesting use of 3D that like you don't normally see with other stuff. So I was really glad.
So we're looking forward to that.
Cash.
Totally.
Okay, so as we reach the end of it, what is the movie that you're most excited to see in the summer of 2017? Let's start with you, Mundy.
War of the Planet of the Apes. Still that one. It's gonna be a sleeper.
Sleeper.
It's gonna be
a big budget though. This is gonna be huge.
But it's still gonna be like that's the movie I'm pumped for the most.
Okay, truly.
I am all in on Atomic Blonde.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love a
ladies kick ass movie.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Clint?
I'm holding out the most hope for The Mummy. just because nice. I want it to be cool, and I want that Universal Monster movie universe to actually be rad.
Look, it'll be good. Tom Cruise hasn't made a bad movie.
Great call.
And Tom Cruise and Russell Crowe have like a cool fight scene. Like what? It's
poor Brendan Fraser.
I don't know. If the mummy is cool and Alex Kurtzman can pull it off and then spin it into a bigger universe, like I'm gonna be real excited about that.
The mummy's gonna have to be real fast because Tom Cruise runs real fast.
Yeah.
Well, so think about this too, though. Now you're talking about, you just brought something up, and not to downplay Tom Cruise's running skills because he's very fast.
He loves to run.
But now you've got Mummy, and they do Frankenstein and Wolfman and Dracula. You could have a universe where they're all in it.
That's literally what I'm talking about.
Monster Squad.
That's the plan.
We haven't seen that since Abbott and Costello versus the Monsters.
That's true.
Right.
Which did actually happen.
That's the plan. Well, Hugh Jackman tried it with Van Helsing.
Ah.
But it was just a one-off.
Did they try with Dracula already and they failed?
Well, Dracula Untold with Luke Evans was
kind of in the middle.
I think it was like a sort of canary down the coal mine kind of thing. Like they weren't really trying to do it. I think the Mummy is the one.
It was like the
really
last Hulk movie. Where you're like, oh, that was kind of there, but it was like, like we're doing something different now, and it's better.
Right. And I don't like Van Helsing because it's too close to Van Halen, exactly. And there's only one Van thing that's
Van
good in Hollywood.
H. Van Hagar.
Van H. is Van Halen.
Right.
You know? I'm going on directly on Truly's recommendation, having seen nothing of it. A Rough Night. I like the idea of the would you say Kate McKinnon's in that?
No, yeah.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I like Scarlett Kate Johansson. McKinnon, Scarlett Johansson.
Written by one of the creators of Broad City.
Okay.
Very funny.
Oh, I'm going Rough Night.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited about Terminator 2 in 3D. And I'm excited about the possibility of an Alan Covert movie.
Covert.
And you'll see both of them.
I'm going to change my pick. I forgot he was on the table. I'm excited to see what Alan Covert is up to.
Let's see what he can do.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's my plans for the summer. I want to see what he's up to.
When they make Deuce Bigelow 3, you'll probably find out that.
Oh. He'll have one line that Adam Sandler thinks is funny, and then it'll be out.
No one else does. See, that's the gig we all need. If we could just get in the tip where Adam Sandler gives us one funny thing to say, we'll be working until we're in our 70s.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Making huge bucks, too.
Sure.
And we can keep Mundy's pool filled and clean here at LaRusso Residence, which is on the corner of La Brea and Tar Pits. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, man.
There's a winery in France that crushes all its grapes by fist to make Tough Boy Rosé. Fruity, but refined, brisk, yet sweet. Tough Boy Rosé will tickle your palate with notes of lavender, cream, the seat part of a chair where a fat stockbroker sits all day, and more than a little bit of gasoline. Finally, a rosé has arrived for the other sex with the go-anywhere spirit of an adventurer or someone who doesn't recognize the bad parts of town. A rosé that will take you from Wall Street to wrenching on your 68 Chevelle to burping with your best dudes. If you're there, Tough Boy Rosé can hang. It's best served chilled, but we've added menthol, so even when it's not cold, you'll still feel cool. Find out more about our wineries on the Team Tiger Awesome Show every Sunday, right here on the Jericho Network.
All right, we got to do one fake ad since we didn't do it during the podcast itself, right? Thanks to Team Tiger Awesome, Mundy, Truly, and Clint for doing the second annual summer movie Talk is Jericho preview. Hit me up on the Twitter at Talk is Jericho. Let me know what you're looking forward to seeing or what you thought about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, what you thought about bro Dave Bautista. Speaking of sequels, here's what Team Tiger Awesome cover in their latest episode. 6 sequels that never should have been made. And of course, they have their own ideas for sequels that should be made. So get to Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the Team Tiger Awesome Show now. Don't miss out on any of the laughs. And while you're at Apple Podcasts, leaving Team Tiger Awesome that 5-star stellar rating and review, go ahead and do the same for all the shows in the Jericho Network. Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon. New episodes every Monday. This week it's the saga of the hidden Aussie singer. Robert Mason from Warrant used to stand off stage and sing with Ozzy during Ozzy's live shows. A very interesting story. Killing the Town with Storm Osiris. Always insightful, always smart. The Raven Effect every Monday.
Maven is going through his origin, Portland wrestling, Florida wrestling, Memphis wrestling. It's wrestling, wrestling, wrestling. Flagship show, keep it at 100 with Conan. You never know who you're going to get there. It's always great. And, of course, Beyond the Darkness, talking all things paranormal 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And good news for all you Beyond the Darkness fans, because the BTD team have just launched a brand new podcast, True Crime Tuesdays. You can only get this one at patreon.com. It's a subscription show, but man, it's worth the money. For $5 a month, you get a new true crime episode every Tuesday. No ads. That's right, no ads at all. Sign up now at patreon.com. Get in on True Crime Tuesdays and sign up for the Fozzy Judas Rising Tour VIP program. Go to FozzyRock.com. Come see a mini set for us, a special concert just for you. Last week we did Judas, Free Will Burning, You Really Got Me, Lights Go Out. You take requests. You can sing with us if you want to. It's a lot of fun. FozzyRock.com for all VIP info and all ticket info. I got to tell you, May 20th at the Blue Fox in Winchester, Virginia is sold out. There'll be more sellouts to come. So if you don't have your tickets yet, don't miss out, okay? Tonight in Louisville at Trixie's, there's a rumor Jim Carnette might be there. May 11th at the Rave in Milwaukee, Wisconsin with All That Remains. May 12th in Green Bay at the Green Bay Distillery. 13th in Dubuque, Iowa. Huge rock and roll bash there for the radio station in town. Don't miss that. 14th, Northern Invasion. We love the Danny Wimmer Festivals with the Monster Girls. They're amazing. 16th, Diesel Club in Pittsburgh. 17th, Chameleon Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Always love that venue. 89 North at Patchogue, New York. 19th at the House of Independence in Asbury Park. Blue Fox sold out on the 20th. Sorry. 21st, Morgantown, Virginia at the main stage. 23rd, Machine Shop in Flint. 24th, The Forge in Joliet, Illinois. 25th, FUBAR in St. Louis. And then we round it off with the 26th, 27th, 28th, three festivals, Oklahoma City, Pryor, Oklahoma, Rocklahoma, River City Rock Fest, San Antonio, BFD in Dallas. Come check us out, man. You got to come see the shows. Don't forget the spoken word shows I'm doing in Ireland. June 7th in Belfast, sold out. June 8th in Dublin. Still a few tickets left at Ticketmaster.ie. But let me give one last shout out to all the great Talk Is Jericho sponsors. You can find them at podcast1.com. Click on the killer deals button at the top of the page and hit that Talk Is Jericho button. Thanks to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Get 20% off the DDP Yoga app and all DDPY merch. The Books. Get your mom flowers or your wife who's the baby mom at Books.com and use the promo code Jericho. Save 20% off your order. Proper Cloth. Go to propercloth.com/Jericho. Order your custom dress shirts today. Use the promo code Jericho. Save $20 on your first shirt. Little Caesar's Smokehouse Pizza. Geico for car insurance savings. You're getting everything here, man. It's a one-stop shop. Thank you for listening. Keep listening for the 60-second AP News headlines coming up next. And on Friday, WWE Women's Champion on the Raw side, Alexa Bliss, is going to be here. Little Miss Bliss. And, man, she was awesome. I know you got a lot of requests for her. You are going to love it. Friday, here she is. We'll see you then. In the meantime, in between time, stay cool, stay hard, stay heavy, and a big yeah, boy.
You can download new episodes of Talk Is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday at podcast1.com. That's podcastone.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
It's your last chance to get great holiday savings at Guitar Center. Like a Yamaha portable keyboard, only $79. Add a month of lessons for only $99. Plus the newest and hottest guitars, drums, keys, and more. Exclusive gear you can't get anywhere else. Special financing and gift cards. The perfect present for every musician. So hurry in and find your sound at Guitar Center. Lessons available at select locations only.
Trump's victory. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute.
It's always a lot of fun when you win. If you work hard and lose, that's not acceptable.
At the White House, President Trump welcomed Republicans from the House and the Senate who passed a bill overhauling the tax code. The president says the middle class will be seeing the effects of this bill very soon.
The typical family of four earning $75,000 will see an income tax cut of more than $2,000. They're going to have $2,000, and that's in my opinion, going to be less than the average. You're going to have a lot more than that.
The tax overhaul bill also includes a corporate tax cut.
We have companies pouring back into our country, and that means jobs, and it means really the formation of new, young, beautiful, strong companies.
Democrats have criticized the tax package as a giveaway to corporations and the rich. The tax cuts for businesses are permanent under this tax bill, but reductions for individuals and families will expire after a decade. I'm Ed Donahue.